Good morning, Mr. Boomer. The lighter side of news, LBC's Wednesday Morning Stories. I'm Steve Lindell. Metro Football League is a youth organization targeted at kids in all Delaware County and city schools. New president Chris France told me yesterday on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show about Metro Spotlight on their social media.
Well, we just started doing the Metro Spotlight. The idea came from a lady named Kara Jaggers, who is on our board of directors. And basically what we're doing is we're going back and we're recognizing, kind of as far back as we can, different players that played in Metro, around the community that, maybe stood out in high school or maybe moved on to college football or even bigger. Ryan Kerrigan played Metro football, and he obviously played in the pros.
Mackenzie Nash and Brady Hunt were highlighted recently. France says they still need some volunteers and coaches. Sign-ups will be July 31 and August 5 for the Youth Tackle Football League, grades 3 to 6, flag K to 2, and youth cheer now, too, pre-K to 6th grade.
The rise of AI.
As the artificial intelligence race ramps up, the Biden administration is mulling a rule that would block the flow of money for AI investments from the United States to adversaries like China. Chinese President Xi has signaled he's full speed ahead on artificial intelligence, both developing and regulating it. Xi sees the technology as an opportunity for China to compete on the world stage. In Washington, D.C., lawmakers are grappling with how to put up AI guardrails without stifling innovation. Democratic Senator Mark Warner chairs the Intelligence Committee.
What we don't want to do is what we did with social media and say, go forward, break things, and then we'll figure out regulations a decade later and we've still done nothing.
He says lawmakers are in a hurry to get educated on AI, even as our allies in the European Union move forward with concrete regulations. Brady Trimble, Fox News.
If an overweight doctor gives advice, do you listen? Probably not. A study in the International Journal of Obesity found that patients look with disdain at doctors who are overweight or obese. They're seen as less credible. Free day to plan for, that a national. Next on LBC.